Now, say my name.
It's Matt Cool!
You're goddamn right.
Welcome to Total Engagement, right here on the MLW Radio Network, brought to you by our good friends over there at WrestleZone.com, the world's most widely read wrestling news site on the planet. Hi, everybody. It's me, Matt Coon, a fan just like you, bringing you your daily dose of wrestling every single day here on Total Engagement. We value your time, we keep it short, and we hope you value us, so make sure you subscribe. Whatever your podcast platform is, give us a subscription. We ain't taking up any room on any of your devices. Go ahead and get us on all those. And whatever your platform is, especially iTunes, go ahead and give us a five-star review. Tell all your friends about your new favorite podcast. And today, what else are we going to talk about? Eric Bischoff is out. Bruce Pritchard is in. Who could have seen that coming? Today on Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon. The big news today, Bruce Pritchard is in as the executive director, vice president, whatever they want to call it, of SmackDown. So he has a position equal to what Paul Heyman has over on Raw, except SmackDown's the number one show. So that's a story in and of itself. For me personally, it wasn't that long ago, 2 years ago maybe, where like it's just like me and Conrad and Silva and Bruce, and we're driving together to live shows, and we're communicating all the time, and it's basically us against the world. And this podcast is taking off, his podcast. The thought of Bruce going back to WWE, I mean, they joked about it all the time. It wasn't going to happen. There's no way it's going to happen. No chance at all. Because of whatever heat that Bruce may have had, people thought it was with Stephanie. There was no way. So I know Bruce pretty well. I've spent a lot of time with Bruce. I like Bruce. If you listen to Something to Wrestle With podcast, if you like the theme song, I did that. But I also used to produce the show. And one of my proudest accomplishments is the year that I produced it was the year that it was the Sports Illustrated podcast of the year, not wrestling podcast of the year, sports podcast of the year. And I was the producer that year. Very proud of that. Bruce is a smart guy. Bruce is a funny guy, entertaining, knows how to hold a room, good person. But most importantly, Bruce knows what to say and when to say it. It's something I suck at. I'm terrible at that. And sometimes I would just sit back and marvel at Bruce's ability to say the perfect thing at the perfect time. And it didn't take him too long to go from being someone that was an advisor and a consultant to someone that's working with Vince to someone who is now overseeing a little bit of SmackDown to someone who's completely running SmackDown. So Bruce Pritchard, congratulations to you, my friend. I could not be happier for you. It is great to see somebody do something that they love to do. And I can imagine Bruce being over the moon about not just the fact that he's back, but he's back in such an essential, crucial position, and it seemed unlikely. A lot of credit has to go to Conrad. It really does. And I know Conrad and Bruce are really good friends. I'm sure Bruce gives Conrad all the credit in the world, but it cannot be understated that this dude, this Alabama podcaster, by bringing Bruce, someone that nobody was interested in, really, someone who had a podcast that nobody even listened to before, and he hung out with him one day, he heard some stories, he goes, dude, you should have a podcast. I just did Ric Flair's podcast, I'm going to do your podcast. The guy running a billion-dollar show, I believe, would not be there if not for Conrad. And I think Bruce would probably say that too. It also goes to say that the guy who was running it, Eric Bischoff, probably would not have been there if not for Conrad. He was a guy, it's public knowledge, he had a bankruptcy, he was living in Cody, Wyoming, he was out of the wrestling industry. I remember when Conrad said he was going to work with Bischoff, a lot of us knew it before it happened for months. And the fact that Conrad worked so hard to give this guy an entertaining podcast, another guy who had a podcast before that didn't really do anything. And not only that, but made Eric look like an authority, put him in a position where he can now take a job with the WWE. That's an amazing thing, too. And it's also a part of Conrad's story as well. That being said, both Bruce and Eric are pretty amazing guys with a lot of credibility in the industry. But let's talk about the Eric thing. I mean, who really could have seen that coming? Who really could have seen it coming that Eric Bischoff would only be in the WWE for a few months after this giant announcement of Eric Bischoff is coming? I know one guy who saw it. Let's take a listen to him. I will predict, through no fault of his own, Eric Bischoff will probably not make it till September. That's not me today, folks. That was me the day it was announced. You can go back in the archives and look up the unfortunate time I had Brad Shepherd on before I destroyed him a couple months later for lying to me. That episode, I made the prediction, not once, but a couple times, and explained why I didn't think Bischoff could last. And if you look at the reasoning I gave, I believe that's the reason it happened. I don't know Eric Bischoff personally, although I've met him quite a few times. I've talked to him quite a few times. So maybe I know him a little bit personally. And weirdly enough, this week, if you listen to 83 Weeks, you hear my voice on the show because they needed a best of because Eric was busy. But I think he was busy in hell because his job ended. I think it's a bad move for the WWE. And I think, more importantly, it really relays a lack of organization. A lack of professionalism. When you bring a guy like on like that, and then you go, okay, you're not part of this anymore, let's bring this other guy in. Even though I love Bruce. Even though Bischoff and I haven't had the greatest relationship in the world, I think they did him dirty. Because there's no indication that Bischoff went in there and acted unprofessionally. There's no history of that from him. There's no history of him being this terrible guy to work with. There's no history of him not being able to politically handle himself. I think they got him in, realized that he didn't fit the roles they wanted. There was a lack of communication. Bischoff's a prideful guy and said, hey, I was hired to do this. And push came to shove. They said, you need to go. It's another black mark against the WWE. It has nothing to do with Bruce on the negative because I believe Bruce is going to do everything he can to make a positive show. But that fucking place is a mess right now. And this is another indication why. Along with everybody else, the Hell in a Cell, backed up with the Raw, followed by that SmackDown, was the worst week in WWE history. And now I just miss SmackDown. I watched 15 minutes of Raw. I can't wait for Wednesday. We'll see if Bruce Prichard can fix that, but I guarantee you one fucking thing. Eric Bischoff wasn't the problem. And you know what else isn't a problem? Doing a podcast every single day here on Total Engagement. We keep it short. We give you good shows. We work hard. And please tell all your friends to tune in every single day. Subscribe now to Total Engagement with me, Matt Coombs.